a long and healthy life. You're in the Paracast, the gold standard of paranormal radio. And now, here's Gene Steinberg.
Hi, neighbors. First, I want to remind you that the Paracast is brought to you this week by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, including fiction, nonfiction, and periodicals. For a free audiobook of your choice, go to audiblepodcast.com/Paracast. With Chris O'Brien, I'm Gene Steinberg. You're in the Paracast. We've got a few things to announce here that may be of interest. Of course, this show is being heard, at least if you hear it when it's actually broadcast or a few days thereafter. Before Christmas, we've got a brand new official Paracast store. So we teamed up with different partners. Not that the old ones were bad, but they've got better styles and better prices. We have the mugs and the carrying cases and the mouse pads and all sorts of shirts in 10 colors each. Lots of stuff. The official Paracast store at storetheparacast.com, storetheparacast.com. We make minimal profits, folks. You know, we're not looking to make a lot of money. Just kind of, you know, pare away. So have a look at that, because that's fascinating.
Cool. Also, I know what you're sending me for Christmas.
Yeah, okay. You'll have to just tell me what size you wear. And you pick out a shirt, and I will make sure
that extra large, baby. Extra large.
Extra, extra large.
No, extra large.
Okay, extra large it is. Okay, so he gets one. You know, now, folks, if you want to get one, well, okay, you have to pay for it. You actually, when you set up the store, you tell them how much profit you want to make. And I was dumb about this because I don't think that, you know, you should gouge your fans.
Faithful listeners.
Your faithful listeners, you know, so we don't want to gouge you. It's just, you know, a couple of $3.
Yeah, but we also want people to be out there as walking billboards.
Exactly.
Yeah, get your hoodie. Get your hoodie on.
And you get the coffee mug, too. We have a great coffee mug, a branded Paracast coffee mug. You take with you to work, people are going to say, hey, what is that thing in the back where it says separating signal from noise? What's that all about? And you explain that. You know, it's kind of
training, like training my girlfriend.
Don't want to get into that because this is a family radio show on a family station. I don't know if you saw this or not. All these UFO organizations are so insular. They're unto themselves. They have databases and everything. And we heard from somebody on the other side of the world, did you see this message from a guy who wants to work to kind of create a new UFO information database and kind of coordinate all this evidence? Did you catch that?
Yeah, I did, and I think it's a great idea, but good luck trying to crack the old MUFON egg. Let's see if they're willing to share their data. This would be a good litmus test for old Clifford Clift and the MUFON groups.
It would be fascinating if they can get him to do that, yeah.
Teamwork.
Exactly. How do you expect one organization with a couple of thousand members to figure it all out? Now, MUFON has been around since the 1960s, okay? And they haven't solved it yet. It doesn't mean they've been a failure. It may be one of those situations that we kind of accept that it's not easy to solve these mysteries. Don't you want some help? You don't have all the money in the world. Yeah, you had that deal with Robert Bigelow, and he seemed to have put lots of terms and conditions on it. But it would seem to me to make an awful lot of sense to want to have a situation where you can share the information. This is not proprietary. You're not Apple and Samsung engaged in lawsuits because Apple thinks that Samsung stole the look and feel of the iPhone or the iPad. You know, it's that exclusivity in the UFO field makes no sense. You got to share this information.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. I think it would be a major step forward. Then we could get some real smart, young, up-and-coming computer experts in the younger generation to start crunching some numbers. Of course, yeah, garbage in, garbage out. But
Then you have to separate the garbage. You have to have a gray basket category.
Right.
Now, another development that maybe you haven't heard of, and I'll tell you this for the first time because I want to get a spontaneous reaction. This has been going on. I've had some private conversations with one of our regular posters in the forum, somebody I've known for a while. He has a paranormal blog, and he works like a regular person with a regular day job and a regular family. And he says to me, you know, he misses a consumer watchdog site for UFOs. There used to be UFOWatchdog.com, which is Royce Meyer's site. We had control of it for about a year. We updated the content and everything, but the agreement we made with Royce was, okay, if he ever wants it back, he can have it. You know, we're not taking it. We're just going to be the caretakers. So one day he writes back about a year ago and he says, I want it back. So we gave him all the information. We had the original site plus a brand new version in what they call a content management program where everything's in a database. So you create one look and feel. Everything's in a database for easier handling. It's called, if you people even care, it's called Joomla. That's the name of the program. And I thought it was looking real nice. When he brought it back, none of the new material was incorporated. He went back to the old site and the old style. So this particular forum poster said, you know, maybe we should try to take it over again, but that's not in the cards. Maybe start a new organization or site as a better business bureau for paranormal research. Tell me it's a crazy idea.
I think that's a great idea. Be certified, we could call it PPP, Preferred Paracast. I don't know.
We have to work on that acronym.
Instead of BBB, it would be the PPP.
Right. Well, you know, say that three times fast backwards. It's like the guy I was talking to the other week who wanted to play my voice backwards. But seriously, the problem with something like this is, number one, we would need people who were willing to volunteer to actually do the heavy lifting. This is not something that, you know, we have time to necessarily do. It would take somebody who, or a team of people willing to do the hard research to look at the material, say, okay, we've got all the stuff ready to go. Let's start posting this stuff. And in terms of the styling and everything, you know, I think we have an existing style structure we did when we had our version of UFO Watchdog that we could bring into it. That's not so hard. It's doing the research, getting the documentation, but also, which I guess is unfortunate, Chris, we probably have to have a volunteer lawyer on hand. Who?
I think that's almost a given, Jane. One thing that I just thought of along these lines is have a rating system for investigators and especially people that publish and publish books, publish articles, have, let's say, a blog or some sort of database. Maybe rate their efforts, have some sort of standardized form that would give us the ability to accurately rate their efforts. So from 1 to 10, 10 being the very best, 1 being don't believe this, there's nothing to see here, move along. Like the Better Business Bureau, where they rate businesses based on performance and have a clearinghouse for people to have an option of where to go with their particular case, whether it be a sighting case, some sort of crypto case, possibly an abduction claim, that sort of thing, and then rate the people who are willing to actually do the work in the field and go out and then publish the results of their investigation. That would be another thing, too, that would make it unique. No one's ever tried to do that. With the Phil Imbrognos out there, the Bill Nells, the Michael Horns, and other people that some people have problems with their style and the results of their shenanigans in the case of Sean David Morton and others. This would be a really good way for people to have a place to go, a one-stop shop, to look and see what these people are up to and what kind of track record they have and what kind of rating that they've been able to garner for themselves and their efforts.
Right, and we have to make it as independent as possible. But once again, the key is that we're going to have a lawyer come on over and say, you know what, I'll be happy to help you out and defend you. Who knows?
Peter Gersten would be great, but I don't know if he'd rate very high.
But isn't Peter Gersten right now, he was in the Hall of Shame in the original UFOWatchdog.com. And isn't he going to be committing suicide or something next year?
No, he's going to be taking the great leap into the beyond on December 12th. You know, 2012, he's going to be on top of Bell Rock here in Sedona, and he's going to jump off and
hopefully he lands.
Somehow go through some portal or transcend himself into something other than lots of little pieces that need to be scraped up off the rocks with plastic spoons and Ziploc bags.
I sure as heck hope, though, that he doesn't hurt himself. Speaking of someone who is just an interesting character all around, we have the return today of my old friend Tim Beckley. And Tim Beckley is known as Mr. UFO, by the way. And he's going to bring with him a woman named Claudia Cunningham, who we refer to as the MIB lady. Are you ready for this, Chris?
I'm not sure, Gene.
Okay, Tim Beckley, the MIB lady, and lots more coming up this week on
The Paracast.
As you know, the Paracast is brought to you by Audible.com, the Internet's leading provider of audiobooks with more than 85,000 downloadable titles across all types of literature, featuring audio versions of many New York Times bestsellers. For our listeners, Audible is offering a free audiobook to give you a chance to try out their service, such as Leslie Kane's UFOs, Generals, Pilots, and Government Officials Go on the Record. For that free audiobook, go to audiblepodcast.com/paracast. That's audiblepodcast.com/paracast. So here's what happened. I was placing an order online. The site went down. It just stopped responding. It took hours before it returned, but I'd already placed the order with another company. If your site goes down, you could lose business. And if you have a business or personal site, you'll want to know it's easy to run and it will stay online. At iWeb, your site is hosted on one of the most reliable networks in the world. Check it out. iWeb.com. That's iWeb.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
You can't argue with success. And many people have found great success in fighting back colds and flu viruses with Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. So now, it's time to get even more success with the other great quality natural products from Affinity Health Products. Like C-Energy Liquid Vitamins, Lose and Snooze, and the One Day Diet. Or Human Growth Hormone Support, Menopause Specialist for Women, and Joint Specialist. See these and many other quality Affinity Health products for men and women online at AffinityHealthProducts.com. That's A-F-F-I-N-I-T-Y HealthProducts.com. Or call in your orders at 877-888-7126. That's 1-877-888-7126. Trust your health to the makers of Ali-C, the world's best garlic extract. Affinity Health Products, the finest and most innovative natural health products available.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx?
I use WebEx anytime I need to meet with clients. With the new WebEx high-quality video, it's like meeting face-to-face.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. How do you use WebEx? Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WebEx.com.
We'd like to hear from you. If you have a comment or question about the Paracast, send it to news@theparacast.com. That's news@theparacast.com. And if you'd like to catch up on past episodes, we have hundreds of shows for you to download direct from theparacast.com. That's theparacast.com. Or check us out at iTunes.
With Gene and Chris on the Paracast, we have Tim Beckley, Mr. UFO, and joining us for the first time, Claudia Cunningham, a welcome to our two special guests.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, Gene. Good to hear from you again. Haven't had a chat in a while.
That's right. You know, I haven't talked offline for a long time. But because our guest, our extra guest, can only stay for a short period of time, tell us, Tim, about Claudia Cunningham and her impact to the world of the paranormal.
Okay. Well, you know, Claudia came to me actually via a letter. She wrote me, I guess it's going back to Claudia, about 3 years ago now? Yeah, a very interesting letter. Now, I get a lot of communications, and some of them are very long-winded, and some of them don't interest me. But, of course, one of my big concerns and fascinations in the UFO field over the years, Gene, as you probably know, has been the Men in Black. In fact, I had my own encounter of sorts, of course, with a MIB going back to the mid-1960s, and I've written two books on the subject, The Curse of the Men in Black and The UFO Silencers. So Claudia had written me a letter, a very interesting letter, about events that had taken place in a cemetery in upstate New York where, believe it or not, Charles Fort is buried, and it included several episodes of MIB-type sightings. So I was fascinated by it, by her experiences that she told other related by other people, you know, and she's kind of collected these over the years. So I got in touch with her, and we formed kind of a bond. In fact, Claudia and I, together with my friend Penny, who is a psychic, we visited the gravesite of Charles Fort just about a month ago. It's the Albany Rural Cemetery, I believe it's called, and there are some very strange things that are going on there, which Claudia will be able to fill us all in on.
Claudia, how did you get involved in this crazy world?
Well, you know, ever since I was a little kid, I've been afraid of the dark, like most kids are. But I always took it a step further. By the time I was 10, I was reading a comic book. Maybe Tim could give me the name of it. It was a very well-known. Anyway, it was very scary. It's kind of a classic now about zombies and werewolves and all this stuff. Anyway, I've had
a life. Something like that, probably.
Yeah, something like that. And I've always had an interest in knowing, why are we here? Where did we come from? Where are we going? And my travels have taken me into a lot of conversations with some interesting people who have had paranormal encounters, including my own family and including myself as I got a little bit older. But what really got me involved with Tim was a friend of mine who is a registered nurse at a local hospital called me one day about 3 years ago, and she knew of my interest in all things arcane and the unknown and so forth. She said, you know, I had a frightening experience at this cemetery. You know, I said, oh, gee, you know, I'd like to hear about it. She lives across the street from Albany Rural Cemetery, and it was a very nice spring day. Decided to take a ride in there and kind of go on a historical tour of the place. It's quite large. It's on a big hill. Some of the older graves go back to the early 1600s with the Indians and the early Dutch settlers of the region. And we have a president, Chester A. Arthur, who's buried there. We have congressmen. We have Secretary of the Navy under Roosevelt, a lot of famous people, as well as everyday people. So Linda decided, you know, I'm going to take a ride in there, and which is not too crazy because a lot of people go in there and have picnics. They jog, they walk their dogs. It's very pretty in some of the areas. As she told me, she pulled in the big iron gates, and on the left there's a very Gothic-looking building that's the office, and that contains all of the information of anyone who's buried there, thousands and thousands of documents. And that in itself, it looks like the Munster's house. It's really very scary-looking. And across the street from there is the crematorium, and it's a black macadam drive as you pull in. And Linda decided to take a left up one of these little tiny roads, gravelly roads, and she noticed that no one was there that day. She got to the top of the hill, pulled in a little further. It was a type of a day where if you heard anyone coming in back of you or in any direction, you would hear it because of the gravel, and it was just deathly silent. So she got her windows down, and she pulled over, and she said she kind of looked down to take the keys out of the ignition. And what does that take, a second, 2 seconds? And she says, when I looked up, here was this mammoth, big, black, military-looking SUV that was so close. It was in back of her, actually. And she looked in her view mirror, and she saw this thing. It was so close, it was like in the back seat. It could have been in the back seat. So she thought, oh, my heavens, I'm going to be robbed or something. But the thing didn't look right. It had all completely black windows. And it was a day when there was a lot of milkweed in the air, which is kind of common to upstate New York at a certain time of the year. And it's very annoying. It'll cover the cars, and you have to kind of put your windshield wipers on to get, you know, get it off your car. But this thing had no weeds on it at all. Nothing was sticking to it. And she said it looked like a brand new vehicle that, you know, they just rolled out of the showroom. She said, well, she said, I'm going to pull up and let's see if this thing follows me. So she did. And it kind of backed up. It didn't follow her. It backed up. And she's watching this thing. And it kind of turned to the right from where she was, which was, I don't know how many feet up, but it looked like this thing was going down one of the little side hills in the cemetery. And she watched it until the top of this thing disappeared. It was gone. So she said, I got kind of mad because somebody was trying to, you know, terrorize her. So she said, I turned around and I was going to follow this thing. And she said, only when I got there, there was no road and there was a chain link fence. And she said, the only thing beyond the fence itself were graves. Me, I would have died right there on the spot.
We
know?
Did see that road too, Gene.
Yeah, that's right. I had Tim there.
Yeah.
Yep.
And it is chained off.
Yeah, absolutely chained. Nothing there. So Linda said, I went down the way I came in, and there was the SUV parked right in front of the office, right smack in the middle of the road. And she said, I had the feeling it was waiting for me. And I never had a feeling like that. And right next to the driver's side stood a man all in black, slim, very slim, the black hat, the black wraparound sunglasses, black, black, black. And as she drove by, he kind of looked at her, kind of nodded, really creepy. And she said, I just jammed that ignition. And she said, when I went by him, I kind of looked in the mirror, and he was gone within 1 second. He said, gone. This man was gone. So she got out of there, and that's when she called me. And I was so excited because I had read about Men in Black. I have Tim's classic book on it where he actually shows the picture. I think the only picture in captivity, right, Tim, was of a man in black?
Well,
I think.
Maybe there might be one other, but this is the one that's
the classic.
Gotten the most publicity, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So I got on the internet, and I did a search, and I just typed in Albany Rural Cemetery haunted. I figured, well, that'll take me someplace if it's haunted. I had never heard anything about that cemetery having any problems at all. But to my astonishment, there were many, many links to people who had seen things. And what people say over and over again is the fact that it's haunted by, and I quote, sinister men in black.
I'll tell you what, this will be very sinister if we don't break right here.
Okay.
Claudia Cunningham is telling us about her encounters and stories with Tim Beckley. You're listening to Gene and Chris because you're in
the Paracast.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
When it comes to running a successful business, there are many things you have to get right. But one thing is often overlooked, and that's protecting the data that powers your business. Computers, servers, external hard drives, and even tape backups are vulnerable to failure. In the U.S. alone, over 140,000 hard drives fail each and every week. According to one study, only 7% of companies that lose their data centers for 10 days or more survive beyond the year. So I want to tell you about our friends at Mosey, the most trusted name in online backup. Give our friends at Mosey a call. They've been doing this for a long time and run the most secure, most trusted online backup service. Right now, you could save 15% by using the promo code PODCAST15. That's PODCAST15. Call 877-669-9776. That's 877-669-9776. Or visit MoseyPro.com. That's MozyPro.com.
What nutrition are you missing that's leading to the four major diseases? Cancer, arthritis, heart disease, and Parkinson's. There are at least 80,000 medical studies that show a lack of the protein glutathione to be linked to cancer, heart disease, Parkinson's, macular degeneration, lung disease, digestive diseases, diabetes, Alzheimer's, ALS, rheumatoid arthritis, and lupus. In all, at least 68 diseases. What is the number one food by which your body is most empowered to increase its glutathione production? It is undamaged whey protein from grass-fed cows. One World Whey is truly the first undamaged whey protein. All other whey protein powders are damaged by heat, chemicals, and filtration. One World Whey is the most life-giving whey protein powder ever produced. Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit oneworldwhey.com. That's oneworldwhey.com.
Jason Lewis here. With the holidays just around the corner, be sure to consider the greatest gift you can give to your friends and family. Peace of mind. That's why I choose WiseFoodStorage.com. WiseFoodStorage.com offers delicious ready-made meals like cheesy lasagna, savory stroganoff, and pasta alfredo that are packaged for freshness in individual metal Mylar pouches and carry a 25-year shelf life, and they're ready to eat in minutes. Simply add hot water. Request a free entree sample today at WiseFoodStorage.com, and for a limited time, get free shipping and 10% off of your order. That's right, a free entree, free shipping, and 10% off any order. Just use promo code Lewis. Call 855-FOODWISE. That's 855-366-3947. Or visit wisefoodstorage.com. That's Wise, W-I-S-E, foodstorage.com. Gourmet emergency food at the best price and the greatest gift you can give to the ones you love this holiday season.
Has the United States been discovered in the Bible?
Where does Islam fit in Bible prophecy?
Is the new world order world government?
These and other crucial end time questions are answered in the new DVD package, Understanding the End Time, from End Time Ministries. Jesus Christ said, "I tell you these things before they come to pass, so that when they do come to pass, you might believe." After you watch this 14-lesson DVD series, Understanding the End Time, you'll know more about Bible prophecy than the average seminary graduate. This DVD package normally sells for $280, but now is only $199. Order Understanding the End Time DVD package at endtime.com today for only $199, or call 1-800-END-TIME. That's 1-800-363-8463. 1-800-363-8463 or endtime.com.
Hi, this is Don Ecker, and you are tuned into the Paracast. Let me tell you what, you're going to hear stuff here that you probably won't hear anywhere else. Hear that, George Snorri?
Neighbors, I wanted to remind you, if you want to join the official Paracast team by becoming a sales and marketing person for us, please write news@theparacast.com. Once again, that's news@theparacast.com. We'd like to hear from you. With Gene and Chris, you're in the Paracast. Tim Beckley, Mr. UFO, joining us. Claudia Cunningham in the middle of a fascinating story. Please continue.
Okay. Well, according to what I read on the Internet, sinister men in black, black disappearing vehicles, a couple who hold hands and actually float over the tombstones at dusk, a big black dog in their pajamas. Yes, let's not forget that. A big black dog, black orbs, something resembling a black cloud, and a lot of just strange feelings in certain areas. People have a feeling in certain areas there that you're being looked at by something unseen. So I have told the story to a lot of my friends interested in the subject, and one is my niece, who is acquainted with one of the caretakers at the cemetery, and he said, "I have heard a million stories from people with the disappearing cars and everything, but he himself has never seen anything." He said, "But there are certain places in that cemetery where he feels extremely creepy, and he will not go." As the story continues, I grabbed a book not long ago of local hauntings in the area, and the cemetery was in there, and it said people have reported seeing like a funeral cortege going around this rather large pond near Charles Ford's grave, by the way.
Well, it's facing it, yeah. Uh-huh.
Yep, and it's followed by people in black mourning clothes of an earlier era, so I think that's pretty cool. But when you approach them, they disappear. They just vanish. So I just wanted to tell you, about 3 months after this incident, I was with my mother shopping one day. And, you know, I wasn't really thinking of the subject, but it kind of came back to haunt me that day. I was over at a local strip mall called the Del Mar Shopping Center, And I had to run into the dollar store for a second. I had my mother in the back seat, my dog next to me in the front. And I had the windows down. It was in the summer. And there was a big black SUV next to me on the right. And I kind of kidded to my mother. I said, hey, maybe that's one of those guys that Linda saw. And she kind of chuckled. So I ran into a friend of mine from high school. And we had a little chat. And I went in and got my purchase and came back out. And I was about to pull out. And all of a sudden, from in back of this SUV came this little man. And I would say, by little, I'd say maybe he was 5 feet tall, maybe just a little bit under. He looked to be about 50. And he had a black hat, the black sunglasses, the three-quarter length black shirt with a crease in the sleeve. It looked brand new. And he kind of stuck his head in the window. And I'm telling you, I'm not a nervous type, but when I saw that, that was unbelievable. And he walked into the right outside of the dollar store, and he just kind of stopped. And he looked at me, and he kind of put his glasses down so I could kind of see his eyes. And he just kind of nodded, and I had the feeling that he was saying, "Well, you wanted to see one of us. Here I am."
Well, you know, that's a very strange place. I mean, the cemetery is huge, and you know, of course, Charles Fort was a collector of all this oddities, and I guess he's still continuing to look on and watch the strange goings on in the cemetery. And a lot of the activity is pretty near the family tombstone. It's actually the entire family is buried there. There are 9 grave sites with the Fort as the last name. So it's interesting that this would all be occurring within a small radius of where the master himself is buried.
Okay. According to different books that I've read, local folklore, and also through the internet, that cemetery is haunted by disappearing black vehicles of all kinds. Sinister looking men in black, a black dog, black orbs, a black cloud. A couple who hold hands and float over the tombstones at dusk in their pajamas, of all things. And a funeral procession that goes around this lake inside the cemetery. And they're older black cars. And they circle around, followed by older-looking, maybe people from like the 1800s in black mourning clothes. And when you approach them, they just dissipate. They vanish into thin air.
Now, this is something you read about.
Yeah, that's what's there after dusk.
Okay, but this is something you read about, right, Claudia?
Yes.
Okay, now, forgetting what you read, mm-hmm. We want to look at what you've experienced personally.
Okay. Well, I've had a lifetime of strange things. Do you want me to tell you a few things? Or?
Well, since we're looking at that particular area, in and around the burial place of Charles Fort. And also because Tim was referring to you as the MIB lady,
mm-hmm.
Are you someone who has received lots of phone calls or warnings from strange people?
No, nothing like that. But I did have in 1973, and I think it was then because I just got my brand new Mustang convertible. I was in that cemetery with my niece and my sister-in-law, and we stopped at a crypt in there, and it was the crypt of an early mayor of Albany by the name of John Boyd Thatcher. And I decided to look in and kind of see what was in there. And when I got about 3 feet from it, we heard this big metallic bang coming from inside that place. That's the only thing that I've ever had happen to me. But I think, he calls me the MIB lady because of my story, you know, and also because of that happening at the Del Mar Plaza. And it was, if you had seen this man, I think you would have questioned, like I did, was it, somebody, he didn't look right, if that sounds right to you. He didn't, he looked
so out of place. They say that about me quite often. Go ahead, please.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe you're one too. Who knows? But, no, I mean, I've always had, I don't know if you want to call them. I think everybody has, where you'd walk in the house and you put your keys on the table and you come back and they're gone and you might find them 5 days later, in the refrigerator, or I mean, everything like that. I mean, I think that happens to just about everybody.
Sure, but isn't that maybe you forgot where you put it? You absentmindedly were checking the refrigerator. Oh, wait a minute, I need a new container of milk, and in the rush, you drop the keys there.
Well, that goes way beyond that, Gene. I can verify that.
Well, tell me more. You verify it. Tell me more.
Well, you know, years ago, Gene, you know, most of the researchers in this field, and they're most of them are sincere as far as I'm concerned, you know, they'll go out and they're very anxious to interview someone who's had a UFO sighting, low-level sighting, particularly like pilots and astronomers and astronauts, you know, people with credibility. And that's all well and good. But there's very little follow-up with these witnesses. And one thing that I've done over the years is try to maintain a relationship with some of these people to find out if something happened after their initial encounter. And what I found over and over and over again was once these individuals had a close encounter or had a sighting, that in a lot of episodes, their life was overcome with additional paranormal experiences.
It sensitizes them, right, Tim?
I beg your pardon?
It sensitizes them.
Well, I'm not sure what it does. It grabs hold of them. In some cases, it actually possesses them. In fact, there's a case that I describe in my book, A Round Trip to Hell in a Flying Saucer, where an entire town in Brazil was possessed by some sort of UFO entity. There was a sighting at around high noon. In fact, a series of photographs were even taken over the coast of this particular city in Brazil. And several people, five or six people in that town, picked up a pen or pencil and started doing automatic writing. And what they received through this automatic writing, which is a warning of some Holocaust to come.
I'll tell you what, days. We'll learn about the automatic writing in a moment with Tim Beckley. We have Claudia Cunningham with Gene and Chris. You're in
the Paracast.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Are you ready to order the official Paracast t-shirt? You asked, we answered. We're now taking orders for the official Paracast t-shirt. It comes in white, 100% cotton. The front of it features the same logo that we have on our community forums. On the back it says, Separating Signal from Noise. To order the official Paracast t-shirt, here's all you have to do. Visit our new online store at store.theparacast.com. One more time, that's store.theparacast.com. You can use a major credit card to place your order for the official Paracast t-shirt. Hey, neighbors, we have one more thing to talk about, and that's more merchandise at the official Paracast store. We have hats, we have jackets, we even have a flip video camcorder customized with the Paracast logo at the official Paracast store. It's all now available at the official Paracast store, store.theparacast.com.
Long-range patrol ration entrees. If you know survival, you know LRPs are the undisputed king of military rations. Hands down, the best for your bug-out bag or survival pack. To go farther, faster, and carry more food, there's nothing better than a brick pack LRP cold weather ration entree. Nothing. Now, the Freeze Dry Guy is offering a limited time deal on thousands of fresh LRP entrees. We're talking a menu of tasty and nutritious beef stew, chicken and rice, chili mac with beef, spaghetti and meat sauce with 20 entrees per case. These fresh 2011 LRPs are U.S. government contract overruns, perfect for long-term storage. But they're going fast at freezedryguy.com. Far superior to MREs, long-range patrol entrees are about a third the weight of an MRE, with about a third more meat than the finest commercial freeze-dried entrees. Ask about multi-case discounts and free shipping when you call 866-404-3663 today. That's 866-404-3663 or freezedryguy.com. Your source for survival food in an uncertain world.
Smokers, are you still smoking traditional cigarettes? Are you still smelling up your clothes and car interior, staining your teeth, and getting ashes everywhere? Why? when you could be smoking or vaping with e-cigarettes by LASIG. With LASIG e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replacement cartridges, you'll get all the satisfaction of smoking, but no smoking hazards. Choose from a wide variety of our new American-made Vapriate e-liquid flavors at LASIG.com, spelled LECIG.com, or call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. LASIG e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker. Warning: e-cigs may contain nicotine, an addictive substance known to the state of California to cause birth defects or cancer. Please be aware of the risks associated with e-cigs prior to use. You must be 18 years or older to purchase.
Hey, this is James from the band Golden State. There's only one man that can end these wars, and that's Ron Paul. This Christmas, let's get him to number one on iTunes with our song, Bombs, the Ron Paul song. It's not impossible. Visit iTunesBomb.com and let's end these wars.
This is Leslie Kane, and I'm with the Coalition for Freedom of Information, and you are listening to the Paracast.
We have Tim Beckley, Mr. UFO, Claudia Cunningham, the MIB lady. Everybody's got names. And we've got Gene and Chris, and we have no special names except Chris, we sometimes refer to as a trickster. You're in the middle of a story, Tim. Would you proceed?
Yes. Anyway, this town in Brazil was one day possessed by a UFO. The
possessed?
UFO appeared at noon, and five or six people in this town, totally unrelated to each other, didn't know what the other the person was doing, picked up pen and paper and started writing. And they received basically the same message. It was a warning about a Holocaust to come. And some of these people were just, they were not the same after that. And we've found time after time. Well, let's take, for example, Kenneth Arnold. And this is something that I'm sure is not known by the majority of people, but I've read interviews with him in the local newspaper. He used to live in Iowa. I remember, he even was running for vice president with Eisenhower back in that would have been.
No. I remember lieutenant governor of the state of Iowa.
Okay, but he was going to run with Eisenhower, I believe.
You mean before Nixon got aboard?
Anyway, he was involved in local politics, and he was the, I guess he coined pretty much the term flying saucer, although that's debatable. Arnold had an interest in UFOs because of his own sighting, and he had investigated numerous cases. But he found as he got deeper and deeper into the mystery, a UFO mystery, that things started occurring around him that were of a very spooky nature. He told of seeing entities, angelic wing type beings, seated in the trees outside of his home. And there was one particular incident where he actually saw his rocking chair moving back and forth as if some invisible entity were seated in it. Now, this has happened time and time again, where people that have had these sightings, led a very normal life, they find themselves actually being pulled into this phantasmagorical situation. And I call this the darker side of ufology. Now, there are a lot of people who only see this in a positive vein, but there are a lot of things that have happened here that could be construed as being very negative. And that's what I've kind of become interested in the last few years, because it isn't all sweetness and light out in the galaxy.
Well, I want to comment on that. I too, feel it's very important for field investigators to maintain cordial but, fairly loose, but maintain relationships with individuals that have had experiences of the unusual, especially close encounter type experiences. I think the experience is not what should be the focus of investigations. I think it's the people that have these experiences that are the important thing that should be focused on. And this is not something that you see in the MUFON manual, let's say. And I think Tim brings up a very good point that once you've had, an extraordinary experience, it does seem to raise the likelihood or the odds are that you're going to have additional ones. Now, I don't particularly think that you become a magnet for this type of activity. I disagree with you somewhat on that, Tim, but it does make you more aware of your surroundings, and you tend to be a lot more observant and sensitive to things that are going on around you. And I think people, once they've had an experience, they tend to pick up on things and don't discount them like most people do who haven't had an experience.
I don't know, Chris, as if I would agree with you on that. For example, there was a family lived near Somerset, New Jersey, and they had had a sighting of a UFO on the way home one night. This thing was hovering and illuminating a billboard, an advertisement on the highway. Now, if that isn't free publicity, I don't know what is, right? But anyway, they went home, and like a day or so later, all sorts of weird things started happening that had never happened to them before. Now, you don't usually equate seeing a UFO with a paranormal or demonic phenomena. I don't think this is something that goes through the average person's mind. So it's not, certainly if they hadn't read any literature on the subject, and there wasn't very much published of a kind of a negative bent back, 5 or 10 years ago even. So weird things started happening around them. They started hearing voices in the basement as if somebody was talking from, under the basement floor, and it was concrete, okay? There was an incident where this individual lost a wedding ring. It just vanished. And they found it a couple of days later. It was in the bread box. Now, come on. Things like this are just,
The point well taken, Tim. Yeah, I agree. There are exceptions. Tim Edwards, who was the one that filmed the famous Salida 6 minutes of daylight footage back in 95, would be an example of a case where he did seem to turn into some sort of magnet. And he had all kinds of events that he was able to film some and photograph, and it definitely his life was changed. But I think he's the exception to the rule. For all the people that you can bring up, and I can bring up out of my case logs and my database, for the people that we can bring up that have had repeat-type experiences, there's many, many more that haven't, that they experience a standalone-type experience that may or may not have changed their thinking.
How many people have actually gone back in? You mentioned these people that didn't have these experiences. How do we know that? I mean, have we gone back or has somebody gone back in and spoken with them?
I can only speak for my work. I can only speak for my work. And I do attempt to check back periodically with witnesses, especially when I was living in the San Luis Valley. I made it a point of keeping in touch.
Yeah, I was going to say, though, Chris, your stuff is so strange to begin with. It starts out by being paranormal.
Well, you got me there, Tim. I don't know how to respond to that. But my point is that I don't think we have enough quality follow-up work being done out there. And I agree that there is a very good possibility and even possibly a likelihood that people are experiencing a higher, elevated level of these unusual experiences after they have been exposed to it. But until we do the kind of follow-up work that we need, we can't really just have a knee-jerk reaction and say, oh, well, this is obviously what's going on. People are having more experiences once they've opened that door, had that door open.
I think we're here speaking with each other, and I think we tend to lump all UFO sightings and all UFO phenomena as one thing. And, of course, you can't really do that. So, in fact, there is no way to separate the different types of experiences here. That's one of the things that's happening. So you can't really make a blanket statement about almost anything because there is.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It's filled with nuance.
The minute that anyone says to me that they have all the answers or they are the only ones privileged to, to maintain contact, I walk out of the room. I mean, it's so much nonsense for anybody to say that it's almost insulting.
Yeah.
Now,
well, I mean, I do. I also find it very a little bit difficult to be around when people totally go off the deep end with this stuff. And, I've had a case, for instance, where a guy did have a legitimate, what I feel was a legitimate experience. And then for the next 3 years, he, every single, you know, movement in the trees, every strange light, landing lights or something that would appear. I mean, he was on the phone with me just bending my ear about all this stuff. And upon further investigation, I was able to debunk most, if not all, of these claims and waste a lot of time. So people do go off the deep end and feel that every little thing that happens, regardless of how strange or how strange it is, they just go off the deep end and everything is they become obsessed. And so you do have that the psychological element of people becoming special destiny people in their own mind, and every little thing that happens just totally is, you know, mind shattering to them. So, you know, the human mind is, you know, is a weird and wonderful thing. And
Chris, it sounds like it sensitizes you to paranoia, especially if the experience was frightening. Suddenly you look askance at everything.
Well, certain personality types, sure, will respond that way. Other people go into complete denial. So, you know, there is no, as Tim was pointing out, one-size-fits-all blanket sort of rule of thumb or axiom about this. I do agree that I think there is a greater likelihood of you experiencing further weird things after you've had a paradigm-shifting event in your life. I do agree with that. But again, as Tim pointed out, a lot more follow-up needs to be done in this area.
And certainly we don't want to be able to make an analysis about someone's psychology without having a professional take a look at it.
Well, Chris, do you have at least one good case that you can think of that you followed up where there was some paranormal activity?
Yeah, I do, actually. I've had several. But again, out of the thousands that I investigated, they, you know, they're the exception, not the norm or the rule. But I do have some, yeah, some repeat cases. I have a three-generation abduction case that's very intriguing. So, you know, I think a lot of this affects, you know, this type of unusual occurrences and events affect people differently depending on the kind of personality types that they are.
We're going to be impacted very seriously in a moment if we don't do this. We have Tim Beckley, Claudia Cunningham. Chris is going to talk further about three generations of abductions. He just really started my curiosity. We should bring that up again. With Gene and Chris, you're in
the Paracast.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. If you own an Apple iPhone and love to listen to your favorite programs on GCN, I've got good news for you. I'm proud to announce that GCN has a brand new iPhone app available for our dedicated listeners at GCNlive.com. Listen to your favorite hard-hitting GCN programs live or on demand right on your iPhone. And the best part? The GCN iPhone app can be yours absolutely free. Download the iPhone app today by clicking on the banner at GCNlive.com. Again, that's GCNlive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.